Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by StonehillWealthManagement.com. Today, Philip talks about navigating noise in the market. Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
We are back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple, brought to you by Stonehill Wealth Management, my wealth management firm, where we help people invest for the future. And by wealthbuildingmadesimple.us, my newsletter, where you get premium information about my thoughts on the world and investing. Let's get into navigating noise in the market. So, you know, one of the interesting things that I love to do, that I like to spend a lot of time doing, is going through history, right? And you realize how powerful, like, perspectives around how things should be that were put in place by previous generations shape our lives today, right? A simple example might be, a lot of people might go, we'll look at news of other countries and we'll go, man, why do those people, you know, believe their government and not see the world for what it is, right? And then don't realize that we, the culture that we live in and the media that we have, shapes our perspective, and they're looking at us thinking the same thing, right? It's like that individually, collectively, culturally, right? And so, like, old habits die hard, right? Or old perspectives, right, take a while to be shaken off, especially when you look at the fact that, and this is, you know, psychological, that blends with the spiritual, but we perceive life through our emotional filter, right? I give an example, like I comb my 8-year-old's hair every morning before school, and sometimes we have great experiences where he is not super resistant to it. That's a few times he's getting better. And a lot of times it's, you know, his perception is I'm being mean to him, right? Because he's just not enjoying the process, right? But it's like same process we've been doing like for the last 3-4 years, and it's just and he's perceiving the situation different than me because he just, as he, in his words, he hates getting his hair done, right? And so, like, that's all of us. Like, the way, you know, I look at me, right? When I'm in a not great mood, right, I've learned to just, like, go find a way to get in a good mood, because I'm not great in mood. When I'm not in a bad mood, when I'm not in a good mood, or when I'm in a bad mood, I make terrible decisions, right? I don't perceive things right. I misunderstand things, and I make just bad decisions. And so, and I was trying to think of like a story, but like I got a story almost every day of my life where I think I accept a not great thought and I make a bad decision only because I'm in a good bad mood, right? When my mood shifts and I look back at the same thought, I go, how did I not see that 2 minutes ago? Well, it's because I was in a bad mood, right? The mood influences our perception. And so from an investment standpoint, this is why it's important, because if you combine those ideas that we perceive things based on our mood, And then you go to the next idea that media monetizes through attracting the most attention. And when I say media, right, media propaganda, it's very synonymous. It's persuading somebody of an idea. So that can also be like what people who are selling stuff, the politicians, right? Anybody who has an agenda that wants to convince you of something, right? Oftentimes it's done through media, right? I'm calling media, right? Because in order to convince you of something, you got to have your attention, right? And specifically with media, since they monetize through advertising and advertisers pay for, like they see value in what attracts the most eyeballs, right? Then the media is going to naturally gravitate to what's going to connect with the most people emotionally. And so like some people think the media is like this, they think there's these figures, these shadowy figures behind the scenes dictating, you know, all the kind of stuff. I don't really buy into that, but I do buy into emotional frequencies, meaning like if you understand the incentives of the system and then you go, oh, okay, well, how do the most people feel right now, right, about certain topics? And the media is going to naturally feed the people what they want, right? And so if the people are frustrated, if the people are annoyed, if the people are combative, then what do you think the media is going to feed them, right? Most people are fearful, right? And the media's objective is to make money, right? Then you don't need a shadowy figure telling every media outlet to prey on fear, right? That's just going to naturally happen because that's what the people want. And they're like, I'm agnostic to like what's morally right. Not in the individual. I'm talking about the collective mind of the media. They're agnostic to that. They're like, I'm going to go with the flow of where the money's going, right? And so if the people are in fear, I'm going to feed them fear-based things around these things because that's what they want, right? So and here's the thing about people, right? Throughout time, collectively as a whole, there's individuality that's different, but as a whole, like most people aren't satisfied financially. Right, whether they have money or not, they're just not satisfied financially. Most people are like angry or depressed around topics. Right, most people are not patient. Most people are anxious and worried about the future or guilty about the past. Right, and so once you understand that, you go, "Oh, okay." Like I'm looking at these things. And this is how a lot of people feel, specifically around like money, because most people don't. Most people are not financially satisfied. And I said the point, but I don't want to pass it up. Like people who don't have money and they feel lack are obviously not satisfied. But there's people with money that don't feel satisfied because the money didn't bring them the feeling that they thought they would get once they got the money. So like unsatisfied is just a feeling. And so that unsatisfaction breeds like more negative feelings and fear around losing the money you got or fear around never getting the money that you want, right? But fear is fear. And so like that's going to be preyed upon. Now, here's how I want to talk about how you factor through the noise is you find out because through the noise, there's opportunities, right? Because the world keeps evolving, right? So you go, well, how do I go out into the world and how do I listen to the news, take in information, read newspapers, talk to people, experience things without getting totally depressed, right? You have to like deactivate your resonance with that emotion, right? Meaning like, you know that those feelings are negative. Now, like what does wealth actually feel like, right? The opposite, right? It feels like ease. It feels like satisfaction. It feels like patience. It feels like freedom. It feels like joy and peace, right? Like imagine having $1 billion in the bank today. Pause it, close your eyes, right? It may be hard, but like imagine, or you don't have a billion, some large number, right? Whatever a large number to you would be where you won't have to worry about money. But just like imagine having that money like right now secured, right? And then how would you feel? And so and practice that feeling because from a standpoint of wealth, once you subconsciously program your mind or consciously program your subconscious mind, your creative mind, but once you program it on purpose to associate money with that feeling, right, then every time you look at the topic of money, whether it be a negative broadcast mostly or an interaction with somebody or paying for something, then you'll like just like home for you is not going to be the negativity. So you can like, they call the term, you can miss me with that, right? Literally like you miss all that negative information so you can watch the program and you can pick up on the positive, right? You even will pick up on the positive or the negative, right? Meaning you'll hear the negative and then you'll flip to the other side and go, wait, that, you know, this person said that Apple is doomed because of these antitrust things, which means there's an opportunity to buy Apple. I've been waiting to buy Apple for a long time, right? Apple's network is still, they still got raving fans of people who love Apple. Everything's still going to be done mobily, right? That brand is not going anywhere. And even if they like break up the stock of Apple, right? What happened when they broke up Standard Oil? John D. Rockefeller became a billionaire, right? He got richer when they broke it up, right? So you know, you will bring out that you'll be open to that information when you even hear the negativity, because like you're locked on to the feelings of what wealth feels like. But if you practice the emotion, and you know, and because like our environment shapes us, all of us, until we learn how to shape our own mind outside of our environment, right? But if you have a negative feeling about money right now, and you're 30, 40, 20, 50, 60, right? I mean, you got a lot of momentum of feeling this way about this topic for a long period of time, right? So in order for you to process all this noise and get the gems in it, you got to change that internal feeling about the subject, right? And it doesn't take long, but you got to apply the practice every single day, because especially with money, you encounter money every day, right? You think about money every single day. And every time you think about money, you add to the existing feeling, or you add to a new feeling, right? And so you got to be intentional about it. Intellect, right? The way that I think about intellect is the way that I think about money, right? So let's say you attract $1 million, and so you get $1 million, and then if you rest on your laurels and you just take $1 million and you bury $1 million, or you don't invest it in positive things, additive things, then the world passes you by because inflation does what it does, and it eats up your $1 million, and it's no longer a lot of money, right? Same thing with intellect, right? I feel like the intellect, or like what we understand as individuals in a collective race, is infinite, right? Because we keep learning more each generation, right? Each moment. And so a lot of us will, in moments of negative emotions, will like hoard our intellect. We'll be like, oh man, this is all the money I'm ever going to get. This is all the knowledge I'm ever going to get. So I got to make decisions from this limited intellect versus keeping your mind open, right? Using the intellect you have to focus on an idea that's going to keep your mind open to bring in more intellect. You know what I mean? Like if you just take $1 million and you bury it, you get poor. But you take $1 million and you keep investing it into new and good ideas, you get wealthy. You add $1 million, becomes $2 million, becomes $3 million, becomes $4 million, right? And you outpace the inflation of life. Same thing with intellect. If you say, here's my view of the world, and this is the way the world's going to always be, then your intellect stays what it is, and through mental inflation, you become less smarter, right? And that less smartness, on the topic that you're focused on, means you're going to manifest less things that you want, right? So if your intellect around money is negative and limited to a poverty and lack type thinking, then you're going to keep expressing poverty because you're not allowing that in, right? You can use your intellect to say, well, I've seen rich people, I've noticed rich people, I can read a book about rich people, and so like use that intellect that you do have, because you are aware of rich people in your intellect. If you listen to this podcast, I talk about like money all day long. So go keep listening. But you use the intellect to focus versus using it to bring in new insights than to use the intellect that you're used to create some new intellect. I hope that makes sense, because intellect is not creative. Like money in and of itself is nothing, right? It's just a manifestation of you focusing your energy on something progressive. That's all. But it's not like dollars. It's not real estate, because it changes form, right? Unbalanced emotions bring to life unbalanced finances, right? Because when you feel unbalanced, you feel lackful. And when you feel lackful and you don't do the emotional work, you try to change it externally, right? Which means you like stress, you go outside yourself, which creates stress. Stress turns into debt. I'm not talking like abstract. I'm talking like real. Like if you feel lack, then you do things from that lack feeling, like spend more than what you need to spend, right? Try to keep up with the Joneses, right? Borrow money you don't have. You don't see the opportunities because when you're looking at the news articles and everything and you're feeling frustrated or lack, then you latch on to the ideas that match the way you feel, right? Because like think about a person in a conversation. Like we only want to talk to people who agree with us, who agree with our feeling. So it's the same thing with everything else in the world. So if you're frustrated or you feel lack or unsatisfied, then you're only going to resonate with the ideas that feel like that. So you get stuck in your rut. And so if you want to have balanced finances, then change the feeling first, right? Build a strong foundational feeling about money, right? Focus like all of your effort on that, 100% of your effort on changing that feeling. And as you change that feeling, then go out into the world and take in new information, right? Because that new information will take on a new light because you're more financially mature. Hope this helps. Until next week, enjoy yourself.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.